apple. You know, we sign set it up and then see where it goes. It's like a top, and we set it going and hope for the best.
It's a business concerning records, films, and electronics. And as a sideline, whatever it's called, manufacturing or whatever. But we want to set up a system whereby people who just want to make a film about anything don't have to go on their knees in somebody's office, probably yours.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I want to be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and during the next hour, I'll present some of the best little-known, rarely-heard music from the mid-60s through the 70s and beyond. So, let's get to it.
Apple was a grand experiment, a record company owned and operated by the artist. And the artist in this case was the Beatles. The idea was to have complete control over your product from recording through publishing and marketing, which ironically the Beatles with all their clout had anyway, but they wanted to extend the control to the other acts they signed. In the opening tonight, we heard John mention the artist shouldn't beg for his art to be released. Again, a noble thought, but in the end, completely undoable. Even the Beatles, with all their power in the industry, couldn't make it happen. The seemingly unlimited Beatle money was in fact limited, and frankly, they lost interest, especially John, in the everyday workings of a business. Tonight's show is a history lesson of sorts, starting with the first Apple single and going chronologically. We will hear the US releases in order, as they sometimes differ from those in the UK. The first Apple single was Hey Jude, backed with Revolution. A double A-side single, really, but only one side could occupy the uncut half of the Apple. The story goes something like this. Ken Mansfield, the U.S. manager of Apple Records, was called to London to hear the first single from the new label. The group couldn't decide which was to be the A-side and asked Ken his opinion. He agreed to take an acetate of both songs and enlist the opinions of a few trusted radio station managers in the U.S. as he traveled between cities. They chose Hey Jude. Hey Jude clocked in at an amazing 7 minutes and 11 seconds, unheard of for a single, but since it was the Beatles, it was quickly accepted and soared to number one despite the running time, becoming the Beatles' best-selling single of all time.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Refrain, don't carry the world upon take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin.
B-side was obviously Revolution, one of three versions of the song released on record. The single version, the LP version from the White Album, and Revolution 9, also from the White Album, which was completely different. It was nothing more than a sound experiment by John and Yoko, and probably could have been left off the LP, and nobody would have noticed. The single version was markedly faster than the LP version, but the biggest difference was the inclusion of the word in after the line, "Don't you know that you can count me out?" This was not on the single. An interesting fact about the record was that a large amount of them were returned to the store. Many thought the highly distorted guitar was a pressing defect. Tonight's version of the song is a little different from what you've heard before. It was taken from a promotional film, long before MTV, that was to be played on the David Frost Show in England and the Smothers Brothers Show in the US. It includes the in after John's out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Red
side note, if you search on YouTube for Revolution, David Frost, you can see the video. A neat part of it is when John launches into his grunting noises and Paul gives a look to George. Here he goes again. Check it out. The first non-Beatles single from Apple was an instrumental written by Paul titled Thingamabob. Written originally for a TV show, the song had a brass band feel to it, so Paul and his sheepdog Martha packed up a truck with recording gear and headed to Shipley in Yorkshire and recorded the Black Dyke Mills Band in the bandstand in the town square. The B-side of the record was a cover of Yellow Submarine. A typo on an insert in the 62-66 and 66-70 Beatle compilations, or the Red and Blue albums, mistakenly listed it as a Beatle record. Paul strayed from the norm and credited the song to McCartney, Lennon. The second single, catalog number 1801, Thingamabob was 1800, was Those Were the Days by Mary Hopkin, a young Welsh singer whose appearance on the TV show Opportunity Knocks got her noticed. The song reached number one in the UK and number two in the US.
Thank you.
George Harrison had three songs considered for the White Album but were not used, possibly to make room for John's Revolution 9. Not Guilty, which would show up on his self-titled LP in 1979, All Things Must Pass from his first solo LP of the same name, and this song, Sour Milk Sea. George gave the song to Apple artist Jackie Lomax, and he was a fellow Liverpool alum. A really good song that didn't chart anywhere, despite the recording lineup. Can you imagine being a new artist showing up at the studio to see your backing musicians? Paul McCartney on bass, George Harrison on rhythm guitar, Eric Clapton on lead, Nicky Hopkins on keyboards, and Ringo on drums. A dream team, without question. Apple 1803 was the first single by a band called the Ivies. Discovered by Beatle roadie Mel Evans, he changed their name to Badfinger. That was apparently a reference to the working title to the song that would become With a Little Help from My Friends. Lennon composed a song on a piano after hurting his finger, prompting him to refer to the song as the Badfinger Boogie. Here's the Ivies, Maybe Tomorrow.
Listen to a lonely sadness all around. Soon we will get away. Cannot agree in love I've lost today. Maybe tomorrow I will love again. I'll never know until I look into her eyes. Maybe tomorrow spent looking for the sunshine. I'll make believe that I don't care. I'll tell my friends I love my life. I'm happy. Maybe tomorrow
You're listening to Beatle Month here on the Vinyl Garage, exclusively on the Cool Cat, WDLW 1380. The song Road to Nowhere was given the catalog number of Apple 1804, a Carole King, Jerry Goffin composition that gave the band White Trash their first of two Apple singles. Apparently the name of the band was deemed offensive in the UK, but not in the US, where it became the name of the Edgar and Johnny Winter project, so simply shortened to just Trash. Next up, Going to Carolina, or Apple 1805. This was the debut of James Taylor as a solo artist and is the first non-British artist assigned to Apple and Apple Publishing. Both McCartney and Harrison played on the song, albeit uncredited. Listen for the lyric, "Holy host of others around me." It refers to Paul and George. Not too sure it was a compliment, however.
In my mind I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Now can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing, now I'm crying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs that bite. Signs it might be omens say I'm going, going, gone to Carolina in my mind. Now with the holy host of others standing round me, no, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive. If it's up and in my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Just feel the moonshine. And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Better make it back home again soon. Gotta get back to Carolina soon. Gotta make it back on home again soon.
"1806" was the second single for Apple by Mary Hopkin, "Goodbye," a Paul song, although it was credited as agreed upon as Lennon and McCartney. The song made it as far as number two in the UK charts. The reason it didn't go to number one, that position was filled by the Beatles' "Get Back."
To go away.
The next two Apple singles were Beatle releases, Get Back and The Ballad of John and Yoko, Apple 2490 and 2531 respectively. Why the difference in catalog numbers? Beatle Records were assigned Capitol Records numbers as they were still under contract to Capitol. The Get Back single was different than the LP in that the Get Back Loretta dialogue was exclusive to the 45 and was the only Beatle record to credit another artist, listing it as the Beatles and Billy Preston. The Ballad of John and Yoko was a John song that chronicled his marriage to Yoko in 1969. It was a Beatles song in name only, as John and Paul were the only ones performing on it. Apple 1807 was the second Jackie Lomax single released in June of 1969, titled New Day. 1808 was the first Billy Preston record from July of 1969, and that was titled That's the Way God Planned It, bringing a bit of soul to the Apple label.
I'm gonna take all my loneliness, I'm gonna take all my pain, and wrap them up inside my memories and never hear from them again. Cause there's a new day dawning, 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 and I think it's gonna be alright. Cause I almost see the light of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. Got to throw away my protection, I won't be needing that no more. It's time to look out for perfection, I got to get outside my door. Cause there's a new day dawning, 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 and I think it's gonna be alright. Cause I almost see the light of a new day. Hey, yeah. Hang up, fade away. Meet the brand new day. Be careful what you say. It's in your mind, you've got to pay. You've got to find another reason. There's a new day dawning, there's a new day dawning, there's a new day dawning, and I think it's gonna be alright. Cause I'm sure I can see the light of a new day. We'll be right back.
1809 was the first time we were blessed with a solo Beatle release, John's Plastic Ono Band single, Give Peace a Chance. In fact, John would release three singles before the next Beatle was to release a solo project of his own, that being Ringo. During that same period, the Beatles as a group would only release three. I'm as much of a Beatle fan as the next guy, probably more, but one can only take so much of the song Give Peace a Chance, so it's been slightly edited. Apparently I'm not the only one. Capitol did the same on the 1975 compilation Shaved Fish, but they only used 57 seconds of it. A side note, John credited the song to Lennon and McCartney on the single, but only to himself on the 1975 reissue. Here's Ringo to introduce the song.
John and Yoko and the all-star Plastic Ono Band recorded during a bed-in for peace in Montreal at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel, room 1742. Interesting to listen to the chorus, because you'll hear our press officer at the time, Derek Taylor, Timothy Leary and Tommy Smothers sing Give Peace a Chance. Timothy Leary wasn't our press officer, of course. He was just a good friend.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage for the Birth of Apple show. I definitely see the garage revisiting the Apple catalog soon. Join us next Saturday night for part two of Beatle Month here in the garage with the songs Lennon and McCartney gave away. That's it for this week. I'm Dave Nelson. I'm the Vinyl Garage. Good night, everyone. Sweet.